AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
The Stool Podcast.
What do we want?
Mr. Stool!
Dad, who the hell are these assholes?
Guys, they're so mean.
Those kids are real losers.
We don't want your music.
You're their forfeit.
You guys are so embarrassing.
To win any motherfucker always be funny.
Nice work, you dunce.
My number one gauge for like, okay, so they have the famous term is what shart, right? You know what I mean? So it's like if you fart and it's like, all right, a little bit comes out. All right, my number one, like the way you kind of determine if it's going to be that way is, all right, is there, okay, am I crazy in saying that like when you're going to fart, right, you feel it like down by your ass, right?
Right.
You feel it like down there. And then sometimes if you're like just gassy, you feel it up here. You feel it up in your stomach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's my number one gauge.
Mm.
Is if you feel it up in your stomach, then that, all right, cool. It's just
I'm
this
good.
Is just a fart.
But if you feel it down here.
If you feel it down there, dude, you might be dealing with some devil's doo.
Yeah, oh, shit.
Yeah. Devil's doo-doo. More like.
I don't allow. I will not allow that.
I will not allow that. That one, I
that
do not allow.
That is unpermissible. Anybody here ever shit their pants?
You know.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't, but I've gotten very close.
Oh.
You know, where I thought I did. And I'm just like, oh. You know, scared the fuck out of me. Went, and I'm like, I checked. Oh, thank God, you know?
Yeah.
But ever since then, I've just been on edge. Now, it's been a while since I've been able to actually trust a fart. You know?
What do you think is the determining factor?
You don't want to know his determining factor.
I don't know, man. Well, I mean,
there's three or four determining factors. We can go into number one, two, three.
Well, I mean, you
four.
Got five right here. You know what I mean? One, two, three, four, five.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
And then Johnny has one right there.
Yeah, there you
this
go.
This is his.
He borrowed it.
Personal use.
That feels like
he said I could borrow it for the day.
Yeah.
That feels like a little, you know, like one of those. You know, that's what that feels like, you know.
It might not do that much damage. It might not look like it's gonna do that much damage, but you're gonna feel it.
Yeah. That's a little tickler.
All right, somebody's their butt today before the podcast ends.
Not the guest.
Well, the question is, do we get to keep it?
I don't
know.
Yeah.
Keep it?
That's a gift.
Oh, that's one of the gifts.
There you go.
One of the many gifts.
Yeah.
There you go, Johnny.
The only thing that's not a gift is my picture, right? Everything else is a gift.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. I like it.
All right, Johnny, with the intro.
We ready, Mick?
We are ready.
I thought we were ready.
You gonna play any music? Damn.
Ooh.
Can't
perfect.
Play.
Look at that timing. I think that is really good.
I love that. I love it.
It's funky.
I love it. Now bring it over here. Hey, welcome to the Stool Podcast. Appreciate you coming through, watching another one. I know I'm wearing the same clothes as last episode, but don't worry about
that. Why do you point it out, you fucking idiot? God.
It's funnier that
no
way.
No one would notice if you didn't fucking point it out.
You think I would wear a bright red hat two episodes in a row? Something.
Yeah.
No. I wear black most of the time. My name is Johnny, aka Johnny Savage. Thanks for coming through. And to my right, we got
Resident John. How are you guys doing? Thank you guys for joining me in the same clothes as last time because I have to point that shit out.
No, the good thing is we're not wearing sunglasses this time, so they can't tell.
Oh, no, glasses. Retake it. Restart it.
No.
We don't have to point anything out. All right, Mick, what do you got?
What's up, guys? I am Mixtradamus. Welcome to the Stool Podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. Go ahead and hit that like and subscribe button down below. Appreciate you guys for checking us out today. And mm-hmm. Yeah, what you guys who you guys got?
And today, studio, we have my close homie. We've known each other for a few years now, on and off. My buddy Mark was at Hereford Labs and the Secretary Club out here in Riverside.
Yes. Yeah?
Riverside? Yeah. On the podcast today.
Right. Riverside, California.
Riverside, California, because there is a few Riversides.
This podcast is global. You forget that. You know, we have global fans.
No, we don't. There's a couple fans in like Europe, I think. Probably not much though.
You guys have fans in Europe?
I think so. There's a couple listeners that
he betrays the entire.
Those are bots.
Analytics is probably bots. But we do got my buddy Mark in studio today. He's the manager of Secretary Club and a photographer, videographer. What else you do?
Oh man, you really want to know?
Yeah, let's hear it.
If we're starting from the bottom and then moving up, let's go.
So when you were 1 year old, how was it? Where did it all start?
In the womb.
I was a baby when I was born. Yeah. And
you know, some crying, you know. That's when I discovered sharding. Yeah.
We were getting into a detailed discussion about sharding before the podcast started.
Yeah.
Everybody is familiar. If you're over the age of what, I would say what, 34, you might be familiar with a shart.
Yeah. Yeah.
34 is a solid age.
Which is funny because we were talking about it and you asked me if I've ever sharted or ever shit myself. And the time that I did it, I was actually like 15.
Really?
Because I was really, really sick.
And shit.
I was like had a fever. I was freaking throwing up.
Your body was failing.
It was just fucking done, you know?
Where were you at? School?
I was actually at home. I took the day off. I took like 3 or 4 days off.
That's good.
It was good. So I remember I was, my dad was at work. So I was on, you know, like the living room, which was basically his living room. So I was on his couch and I felt it. I was like, oh man, my stomach. And then I was like, oh, I don't want to get up. But then I let one go and I was like, oh, okay, good. I feel better. And then I was like, wait a minute. Tell me don't feel right.
It got past?
Huh?
It got past the moment of release? Like you farted?
Oh, I farted.
And then you were like, oh, that feels better. And then eventually after the fact?
I noticed it, yeah. What? And I was like, oh,
you didn't
notice
it upon release?
No. I mean, like a second after, you know? Like
a second.
Yeah, not like.
I don't know. That's
I wasn't
how,
sitting
I
in
like
it.
That's
like,
not how you,
oh, wait a minute.
I think it's a shit.
Something smells weird.
I don't think that's sharding. I think you shit.
Three music videos later.
So, and then I noticed and I was like, fuck.
Oh, there you
and
go.
And then I was like, okay, well, I go to the restroom. I went to the restroom and everything. And then tell me why my girlfriend at the time showed up like 10 minutes after to see how I was doing. And I was like, that's not the right time. You know, like, I felt like shit.
She smelled like shit.
She came and sat next to me and like, you know, like, you know, wanted to see how I was doing.
You're sniffing around the air.
It
just
was
like
bad,
the,
dude.
All right, make sure nothing's carrying over. You hit it with a Febreze.
It was bad, dude.
What is that smell?
He's good at the soundboard, dude.
Yeah. He's okay, so he always levels up, right?
Yeah.
So he's already good at like doing what the stuff we're not good at doing.
Right, right.
And then he's like adding level two.
Yeah, now. Exactly.
He's like, all right, soundboard time.
You know when you play Sims and like the little meter, he's already hit that meter
He's above six times. He's above board.
Autism.
Oops. All right, but Mark, hey, tell us about the Secretary Club. What is this?
So the Secretary Club is just a night we created at Killer Queens in downtown.
Oh, Riverside. Okay. So Killer Queens is the
spot.
Yeah,
that's the actual venue.
Okay.
Now, we wanted more of a chill vibe because, I mean, the rest of the week is nightlife, crazy fucking just partying, degenerates,
like,
ratchet.
Everybody drinking and making out.
Yeah.
And
fucking,
slapping each other, yeah, sweat.
Fucking crop dusting and all that shit, you know?
First callback.
But, first callback, kid.
So, me personally, I don't like nightlife. That's just not my vibe. I want more of a chill vibe, you know, listen to good music. So, the owner, Luis, and I were just talking one day and started throwing some ideas out there. Like, oh, we should open up on a Monday. What would we do? I was like, well, we need something more chill. Maybe have a more speakeasy vibe where you come in, make a reservation, you chill, more relaxed.
Dimmer
you
know, lights.
Yeah, exactly.
Lower music.
Like,
conversational.
All of that. Be able to talk and actually hear the person you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
So
I like
we
that.
Just said, fuck it. Let's do it. We started it and now it's honestly been one of our best nights. Like I personally love it. Like I don't want to miss a Monday. Mm-hmm. That's how much I love it. You can bring your own records. We'll play them. You know, that's been like what everybody's been loving, you know.
Mm. That is
listen to your own music. And we don't judge. Like, we don't care what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll mix it all up.
Do you like run a whole record?
No. We'll run like a song. Yeah, a song, maybe two. But lately it's been so crazy with how many records have been brought in one night that we can only play one song. And sometimes maybe not even a whole song because we're like, people bring crates now.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. And they're making reservations weeks in advance.
How does that work? Damn. Like with your guests? Do they ever get like finicky or like?
Oh, they do. But I mean, they understand, you know, it's first come, first serve, and next time make a reservation a little earlier. You know?
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That's so cool, though, that you have the demand for that. That's dude, so cool.
And we're so blessed, you know, because it's a night that nobody in downtown is open. You know, Monday, everybody's closing Mondays. They call it like rest for the industry workers, you know? And then we open, and now it's like the industry workers are coming on their day off because it's a place to wind down.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So how much people do you have like coming in with records like in a night?
A lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like we'll start off with like maybe 47 covers, you know, reservations.
Jesus
Christ. Not reservations. I guess that's they count like by how many heads are coming in. So it could be 20 reservations with two people. That's 40, you know. And sometimes each person will have a record or two or sometimes a crate or a case, you know.
Mm. That's pretty sick.
Yeah,
and that's a cool idea. With the intention of like, hey, my music's gonna get played. That's kind of an awesome scheme right there. Yeah. I mean, I don't mean to call it scheme. That's kind of derogatory, but like, that's like a great way to get people to come out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's for music lovers. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the sound system we have in there is it's not a shitty one. You know, so you're going and you're actually hearing the music the way it's intended to be heard.
Yeah,
That's fucking sick. Yeah. We gotta check.
And the
this
fact
out.
That it's playing actual, I'll say this immediately, playing records in a club already. I'm already on board.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
And then our food is ridiculous. You know, I mean, we got tri-tip sandwiches, flatbreads, oysters.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So it's like you're not going and just getting basic shit. Yeah. And then we're known for our cocktails, our craft cocktails. You know, we have three bars in there. Mm. We have a pool table upstairs that's complimentary.
Sounds like a place I'm gonna start hanging out.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, on a Monday, weirdly enough, man, it's like I work. Honestly,
Monday's a good day for me.
I work Monday through Saturday most weeks. That's how I work. You know what I mean? And on a Monday, after having my quote unquote weekend, if there is a place to go to where I could just like kind of like chill, like you said, chill, have some food. And listen to like good music, good, well curated music, not just like Spotify, over the fucking radio. That's more my speed.
What is the like the vibes in? Is everybody like sitting down, chilling, or
exactly that?
Yeah,
just chilling. So the venue itself, we don't have like traditional tables and chairs. It's couches. It's just like this.
Mm.
Couches everywhere. Mm. So you're lounging, you know? I mean, you might get like the chairs that we have are just something you have in your living room, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like you're in your living room listening to music. And people literally try to book certain sections because they'll go multiple Mondays in a row and like, oh, I like the way the music sounds better here. Can I book this section for next Monday? Sure.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah.
That's a cool idea. So in the other days of the week, it's like a club.
So we're technically not considered a club. It's considered a social house. So like every night is something different. Tuesdays we do, it's called it's called Toot It and Boot It.
Okay.
So they're, it's more
a lot of coke heads.
That's across the street.
We're having fun. With the Toot It and Boot It fun. Come on. We're having fun.
No, that's like a country and hip hop vibe.
Okay.
So we do line dancing and
that's cool.
They mix it up with a little bit of hip hop. It's pretty cool. Yeah. They'll throw like, games out there, like you'll do like big Jenga and beer pong, and
that's Tuesdays. Okay.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays, I know they bring out the games. Wednesdays is industry night, so a lot of industry workers just come out and just party, hang out. Thursdays is what's called the kickback, and it's literally like a old school kickback party. You know, everybody just a college night. You know, everybody comes out, beer pong, and
pool and all that shit.
Beer pong,
cornhole.
We do actually.
Cornhole's fun.
Yeah, cornhole. people were doing like fucking beer bongs off the bar. and the venue's two stories. So we have one that goes from the top floor to the bong? Yeah, we
have that. Have you ever done a beer bong?
Yeah.
What's the biggest, like, how many beers have you ever done in a beer
just
bong?
One. Just one.
Just one?
Yeah, I did it when I was younger.
What about you?
I don't fuck around like
fuck,
that.
Dude. I mean, I probably shouldn't be proud of this, but I've done an entire bottle of Jaeger out of a beer bong.
Oh, dude, he beat me. I was about to try to brag with my shit. What about you, Nick?
What's up?
Have you ever done a beer bong?
Yeah, with fucking Pat.
How many beers in the
it was,
beer bong?
It was like three natties, dude.
That's okay, so he's on the same
three thing. Three natties?
That was Pat's thing. He was like, if you could beer bong three natties, then you know how to beer bong. And so that's what I've done, three natties.
Like 3 12 ounces?
He knows the whole same thing. But you said Jaeger? What is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, an entire bottle of Jaeger.
Woof!
Yeah.
That's crazy. Did you puke immediately?
No, that's the crazy part. My tolerance when I was younger was just like
insane.
Ridiculous. I'd still be crazy. Sober, and it was ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then out of nowhere, it's like, whoa, I black out.
What happened to everything? Yeah.
And now it's like I barely drink, you know? Now I'm a tequila guy, you know? So
I personally know that a lot of people think this is probably a waste of time and it's not really worth the science, but I think that there's a whole science to this. The whole, like, the Mickey Mantle gene, how some people handle alcohol and some people don't, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I would love to see the research on this, the genetics behind it, like how some people could just fucking skate through.
They could just go.
You know, fucking drinking just solid fucking, like you said, Jägermeister, fucking Southern Comfort, any of these.
Fucking. What's that other one? Having a fucking brain fart right now. It tastes like Rumplemintz.
Oh, the.
I don't know what that is.
It's Rumplemintz, yeah. It's like
Rumpelstiltskin?
Rumpel foreskin?
Rumpel foreskin? But yeah, no, I mean, any of those sweet alcohols, I'm already in trouble.
Yeah. I've gotten fucked up on Southern Comfort.
I could do whiskey or vodka or gin, you know what I mean? But.
I'm more of a whiskey guy now than than anything.
I like Japanese whiskey.
Like, that's so my thing. I tried some Japanese whiskey. I don't like it.
Which ones have you tried?
Well, maybe that's the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It was one called like Totoro or
something. Oh, Tori.
Tori. Yeah.
Tori. Yeah.
It's okay.
You got to try like Hibiki is really good.
Okay.
Hibiki? Yamazaki. That's really good.
Because me and my sister likes whiskey. So, okay. And we drink it like straight, you know, like straight whiskey. We'll just get like, you know, we'll sip on it. And, her son, he just turned 21. So he bought the Japanese whiskey. He loves it. And I tried it. I was like, I can't do this. Or at least I tried Tori. I tried that for sure. That's the one that he Toki. Liked.
I remember when
Toki?
I was.
Is that what's called?
Oh, I was in LA, and
it wasn't that good. It was like a square bottle.
Yeah,
yeah.
I remember an Asian guy. He sold me a like. I guess it was like a boutique cocktail. It was called Foru Loku, and it was watermelon flavored, kind of like.
You're talking about Four Loco.
He said it was Foru Loku. I don't know.
I think he lied to you.
I think he just had a strong accent.
It came in a can.
Yeah.
It was a big can.
It was a premium drink.
It was great.
Yeah, it's all B-box.
It was a premium cocktail.
That was Four Loko.
I don't know. You guys were talking about your fancy whiskeys. I just wanted to kind of chime in. I just try Foru Loku whenever you get the Foru Loku. That's how he said
it. They make it different now, I heard.
Really?
Yeah. No, for real, you didn't hear that?
No.
They make Four Loko different now.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah, because they have way too much. They make Foru Loku way different than they used to. Before, it had a lot more of the.
Thank you for picking it up and running with it.
They used to make it with a lot more energy-inducing
What is that all about? Like, the whole the malt liquor movement.
Like MD 2020, little mad dog.
Dude, like King Cobra, Steel Reserve, all that shit. What is that all about? Like
poverty,
being broke.
Poverty's crazy.
That's crazy. That shit's crazy.
Oh shit!
But yeah, I don't know. To me, I will say this. You know, I mean. If you ever find yourself on the hard end of just like, all right, I'm living off of steel reserves, that's not a good look, man. That's not a good look.
Steel reserves? Well, the hard R's drink steel reserves.
Hurricanes.
Reserve.
What's the other one? They have hurricanes, King Cobras.
King Cobra. They got it.
Yeah, I'm out.
My bad. Wait, what were we talking about before the Foru Loku?
We're talking about whiskeys.
Oh, whiskey.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Woodford Reserve guy.
Woodford Reserve's nice.
It's good.
Canadian
good every day.
Basic. Where do you guys fall?
It's basic. A good
wild turkey shit like that.
Oh, no.
No. I don't really like Canadian.
I like Jameson.
I like
Jameson. You can't go wrong with Jameson.
Yeah, Jameson's pretty good.
I'm going to be honest. I like plowing whiskey, dude. Like, I like shots of it. I like it barely on the rocks. Like, I mean, I'm not like the type of person to like.
I'm a sipper.
Yeah, like little sips.
See, like, yeah, what's I'm a the point? Too.
I'm not getting an effect. Like, sometimes you hit like wet wild turkey off the rocks, just boom, like that. Nice. You feel the warmth in your face. Yeah. You feel.
But do you guys ever pair it with anything like a cigar or anything like that?
No, I mean I would.
I'm not a big cigar smoker. I've never been a big cigar smoker, but I will tell you, whiskey and a cigarette hits to me. To me, that's the closest I get to feeling like fucking a writer. Like I feel like I'm. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I'm sitting down at my computer. I'm like, I got a fucking cigarette, my ashtray, my whiskey. I'm like, all right, I'm creating some shit right now.
That makes too much sense.
That's the pair for me for creativity.
That's a whole vibe right there. I love it.
Yeah, that's the pair for me for creativity.
Dude, I it's weird because like
my name is Shrooms.
You ever heard of LSD and Shrooms? That's my vibe. No, I think for me when it comes to whiskey, if I'm chilling, like most of the time it'll be like, you know, editing the pod or like doing something with like the Dunce or the Still Podcast shit. And I'll have a glass of whiskey and my thing is fucking like chips, like potato chips and whiskey.
Potato chips and whiskey.
I don't know why, dude.
Because you're big.
It's the best. It's the best, like, or like pretzels.
Yeah, mine's like clapping cheeks and tequila.
That makes sense.
That's the best. You know what's weird?
That's the best.
Yours is potato chips and whiskey, clapping cheeks and tequila. Mine is actually cocaine and clapping cheeks.
So
like a little bit of
crossover. A little bit of it's a crazy trifecta we got going on right here.
But yeah, that's fine. I mean, like regular Lay's, fucking regular original Lay's or Pringles pretzels.
I'll tell you this right now. Here's just one thing I will crunchy, say this. I'll say this right now. When I'm like creative, like when I'm writing, I really am running off of my vices. I'll smoke weed. I'll do shrooms. I'll be drinking.
No, do you do like full on shrooms or you microdose?
I'm more of a microdoser
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, same. Like chocolates.
I'll do chocolates or even if I have mushrooms or whatever, I'll just do them over like time release over like an hour and a half or so, and just kind of like gauge it from there. Yeah. Enabling.
I'm the same way. I love that feeling. Dude, I microdosed for like an entire year one time. It was like 2 years ago, yeah. just every day, just low, you know, just kept the fucking vibe going.
Yeah,
but you know,
yeah.
It was like that's the intense. Best. I made so much money that year.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I was like productive. The most creative. Yeah. You know? So I was
you're just moving.
Just shooting all the time and fucking editing and, you know.
That's
fun.
Sick. Yeah.
No, it's crazy how that's one thing that I have a problem with, like, modern medicine is basically everyone's, like, diagnosed and is like, all right, this might be the answer for you. This might be the answer for you. I think it's too nebulous to really call. And we're kind of on the verge of, like, seeing people, like, find their own way of, like, navigating their brain. And for, you know, a lot of people, whether it would be trauma or just, you know, ADHD or, you know, just kind of regular just attention disorders.
Yeah.
You know, it helps.
To
know,
me, it's more of like like a blanket, you know, like just like you just like it mellows you out, you know. It goes from like that. I explain to people like when you're in traffic, everybody's pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
But then imagine being in traffic and not being pissed off.
Yeah, just having a good time while you're doing
chilling, microdosing, you know. Mm-hmm. Fucking cruise control.
I think
through
I need
life,
a microdose,
you know?
Because I get pissed off in traffic.
Mushrooms?
I've only smoked weed and drink.
Well, I'm
I've
not going to suggest microdosing and driving.
He's only saying that because he's only saying that because the mic is there.
No, I don't do anything.
But I mean, I have a yearly tradition.
Oh,
of,
like you do a sabbatical.
It's not anything crazy. It's just one day I take every year where I'll like consume over the day, like either like, you know, close to a quarter ounce or a little bit more of mushrooms, raw mushrooms, or a chocolate bar, something like that, like over the day, over like 10 hours.
Yeah.
You know, and then like by like my eighth hour, like I'm in it. I'm in a very
but it's not
cool
all
space.
At once. You're like slowly
no,
easing
exactly.
It
I get okay. There. You know what I mean? I try to get there. I don't like try to like dive
yeah,
into
yeah.
It. So I'll swim, I'll ride my bike, I'll do things, and then.
So you ride bikes?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, cool. I mean, I just, you know, I have a bike.
Okay. you only ride it when you're on shrooms.
No, I'll ride it from time to time, but that's one of the things that I do find really fun is, you know, riding my bike and, you know, like, you know, I'll, every, to me, when microdosing on mushrooms, the thing that I feel like it does is press my joy button. All the things that I enjoy doing on a daily basis, they just have a little bit of you up the ante.
Yeah, it enhances it.
It makes me a little giggly. It makes me a little bit happier to do.
And that makes sense because they do tend to enhance whatever mood you're in.
Yeah.
If you're already pissed off, you take shrooms, you're fucked because you're just going to be extra.
It's going to just, push you in the wrong direction. But like when, like I said, I take that one day a year to kind of just, I know I have nothing on my palate. I know I have plenty of food in the fridge. And if I want a beer, it's there. If I want a water, it's there. I have no worries in the world.
Yeah, at home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then honestly, 2 years ago, the second year that I did it, I ended up, I thought I had spent maybe 15 minutes in the pool, but I got completely sunburnt because I had spent 2.5 hours in the pool, staring at the sky and the trees. And I went back inside and I was just like, oh my God, I got so red. And I was still enjoying that time, oh, wow. And then I kind of looked at the clock and put it all together. I was like, damn, time was really just, it was not recordable for the last couple of hours, So I do enjoy that. I do enjoy the idea of, it's one of the things that truly allows my brain to unplug from, the stress and the things that I think about consistently.
And that's why I've wanted to try it. I've had one of my
homies. You haven't tried mushrooms ever?
Nope.
Oh man,
I recommend microdosing with the chocolates because it's easier.
Chocolates is the best way if you want an entry level walk.
Well, that's the thing. We've talked about this in the pod before. My homie who does everything, he told me he's the first time you got to go straight in. You got to fucking eat a lot.
don't believe that.
My buddy Pat, but
he's like a brother. He's like a brother to me.
See, the first time I ever did it, I did that. Uh-huh. And it fucked me. I didn't want shrooms for years.
Yeah.
And then I microdosed one day. I was like, fuck it.
That's the big problem with a lot of people is they'll not know exactly how much is right for them. Back to what we were talking about, how medicine, modern medicine, it's so individualistically based. Each person has a very different diagnosis of this and that. So it's you have to approach everybody different. So the people who are out there being no, just fucking dive in, take a bunch of mushrooms. That's bad advice.
Yeah, they're fucking you.
This is why, because at that time I was going through a lot of shit. It was when I was working at fucking Empire. You remember all the shit I was going through. So I was going through a lot of shit, and I was like, nah, I'm so fucked in the head. And I was trying to just understand the world and myself and all these things. And that's why he told me, because I remember I had a conversation with him over the phone, and he was like, bro, just come. He's in Vegas. He's like, just come to Vegas. We're going to do this. And I was like, I kind of want to. And he was like, you just got to experience it like that first so you can understand the world differently. That was his whole thing.
That's his perspective on it. Maybe that's exactly what he needed.
But
for me, who's to say? Maybe that's the best way for you to have done it too, whatever. But who knows?
I mean, I don't want to do that.
In my opinion,
I would just
scary.
Slowly ease into it.
I would say whatever you feel most comfortable with, and that's why because I had a very similar experience to what you were talking about. How it was I tried it once, and then I was sworn off of it. It wasn't necessarily that, but the first time I did, I dove in. It was me and two buddies, and we went in on a big old bag of mushrooms, and we just split it three ways. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it was practically unmeasurable quantities.
That's crazy.
Literally just fucking ate it like popcorn, all of us. And we had one of the craziest trips of what I would call.
You guys want to get retarded?
I couldn't write, dude. It was crazy. I couldn't write. I was trying to find inspiration. I could not write sentences. It was crazy. I still have the paperwork, of me trying to write. Sentences. It was nuts,
dude. My ex brought her friend over here, and we were parsing out the shrooms and shit. She downed, though, all the spores kind of accumulate on the corner of the little baggie.
Yeah, she extras.
Oh my God, dude.
That's the worst part.
She was in the bathroom. She was in the bathroom for 30 minutes, just yakking up, dude.
It's one of the worst parts you could eat. No, and for me, nuts. Like I said, I mean, I'll get a bag, and then I'll eat. Maybe a full one, right? Then an hour. I'll let an hour pass, see what I'm feeling. And then I'll eat another cap, a little bit of stem, chew on the stem. I'm a weirdo. I like chewing on the mushrooms. I like
the taste and everything. I heard it tastes like shit.
Yeah, I can't eat. That's why I did the chocolates.
It's burnt popcorn.
It's like sunflower seeds.
It's literally, it's flavor. It's not a taste that your mouth is designed to like having in there.
Well, it's poison, right?
I guess, yeah. But I, for some reason, like it. I don't know. What does that say about my brain? But yeah, no, so I can just chew on it. Like, it's like fucking, like people chew on straw or like you said, sunflower seeds.
Makes sense, because you also like old pussy.
Yeah, guilty as fucking charged. No, I mean, I more or less like I could, you know, I like it. You know, it's like a little snack for me. And then you have the patience, just forget about it. Just forget about it. Don't fucking think about it for a second. And then 15, 20, 30 minutes, it'll hit you like, oh, okay, all right. And then you go back in for like another, like a little step.
A little bit more.
A little cap.
Okay.
And then, like for me, the way it works, I always count it basically 10 hours. That's what I kind of am accounting for, you know, when I whether I microdose or whether I just straight up have mushrooms. I'm eating over the first like 3 hours a little bit at a time. And by the fourth hour, if I'm not feeling stuff, then I'm not really like experiencing what I'm going to experience. But by that fourth hour, I should be feeling everything I'm going to feel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And on the fourth hour, I'm flying, you know, and this is how it's gone. Like I said, with the chocolate bars, it's fucking easy because you just do square at a time, and it goes. But with the, you know, when I'm doing it with the mushrooms, you know, you fucking, you know, toss them in. And then by like I said, like a fourth hour, if I have that little bit extra, I will just go for it. I'll just, all right.
That's called the fuck it.
Yeah, the fuck it. You know what I mean? And then that gives me that like 12th hour of like, woo, like going for it. But I think that's the way to do it, man. Just like, just practice a little control. Make sure you set apart, you know, a day to do it. And you're going to have a great fucking time. You're going to have a great time.
You love music, right?
Yeah.
So one of my favorite things to do is microdose and then just chill in your room for a bit, put on some fucking headphones, close your eyes, and just gauge on how it feels. And then that's how you'll know, okay, am I cool to just get up and walk around and do something, or am I cool to just stay right here?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you'll know, all right, I can take a little more, or maybe I'll take a little less, or I'll just stay right there.
The age of these fucking things, dude. Like the little AirPods, having those in.
Yeah.
Game changer, bro.
Oh yeah,
bro.
100%.
You know, like it's like I have my little phone right there. I dose up or whatever, and I'm like, all right, cool. Like, what do I want to listen to? And I'm walking around my whole place. I'll walk around my pool, I'll swim around or whatever, and they're in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh yeah.
it sounds like a great time.
Yeah, you're feeling the music, literally.
Yeah.
Acid. You ever did acid?
Okay, so I did acid one time, and it had like practically zero effect. So I don't know if I got ripped off or something.
You got ripped off.
Yeah, so.
I've tried it twice. The first time was that. Honestly, I just felt high, like I smoked a lot of weed. I'm just like, all right, this is fucking lame, you know? And then I told the guy, I'm like, bro, I just felt like I smoked weed.
Yeah, and that was like, kind of the same deal with me.
And he's like,
I smoke weed all the time.
And he starts apologizing to me. Oh, I'm so sorry. Here's another one, you know? That one was a dud. All right, cool. So I went to fucking Pacific Beach, you know, driving over there or whatever. I'm like, fuck it, I'll pop a tab while I'm here, you know? So I pop the tab and I'm looking for parking. I'm like, I wonder when it's going to kick in.
Oh, shit.
And as soon as I park, as soon as I'm pulling in, I see vines pull up on the fucking, on the wall, like the movies, you know? I'm like, oh, fuck. All right, it's going to be one of those days. Yeah. So we get out, we start walking. And I remember I'm holding the ice chest.
I wonder when this shit's going to
So, and we park like fucking 10 blocks from the beach. I don't know why. Walking with the ice chest and it hits the back of my fucking foot right by the entrance of the beach next to the fucking sign that says no alcohol allowed or alcohol is prohibited next to cops. And then the ice just falls, all the beer and everything flies out right in front of the cops. And I'm just fucking tripping my ass off. Like, oh, fuck. All right. And I just look at the floor with all the beers everywhere. And I turn to the right, the cops are looking at me, and I just look at them, and I just keep walking like it wasn't my beer.
There was no, like, sir.
And then after I was like, fuck, I gotta get the beer. So I just turned back around, put everything back in the ice chest, and kept walking. All right,
you're
fuck
like, that's
it.
Crazy.
Like,
oh,
it is what mine. It is. Like, I didn't know that was in there. Did you?
I'm here with friends. They asked me to carry this for them.
Yeah, man. I found this, actually. I was turning it in.
Yeah, I was trying to bring it to you guys, actually. Authorities.
Good thing you're right here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Worst trip of my life. Because then after that, it felt amazing, right? go to the beach. All my friends are there. We meet up. I'm laying down and I'm
the beach sounds great.
Yeah, so it is somewhat. So I'm like, fuck, it depends on who you're with. So I'm tripping out. I'm laying down. I remember the fucking earth had its own pulse, you know? I'm like, oh, this is fucking awesome, you know? My friends right there fucking feeding me grapes and shit because they know I was tripping. And then I don't know where I have that one friend. Hey, guys, let's all get ready and go fucking bar hopping in right here. I'm like, oh, man, I'm fucking feeling the best right now. You know, I want to do that.
I'm chilling.
But fuck it. I got to walk 10 blocks, drop all the shit off of my car. Let's do it. So I go, and I remember the battery was dead. I had left the lights on or something. Oh, like, all this shit's going on in the middle of my fucking high. And then finally, I go back. I meet with them. We go to this pizza place, and my nose starts bleeding. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. Never did it again. I was like, fuck acid. Shit. I'll stick to shrooms.
Yeah. That sounds intense.
Yeah, that was no more.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's funny how the environment of where you do a drug will affect your...
It affects everything.
Yeah. To me, I think literally, I imagine, you know, like I said a second ago, doing acid at the beach would be great, but you're staying at the beach. You're
and
just
that's
watching
it.
The waves, right?
Not worrying about nothing.
On the sand and the waves. It's you with the sand and the waves.
The sky.
You're good. Yeah.
Remember, the sky was orange for some reason.
Dude, I still say this to my little sister every day, and she cracks up. Or not every day, but like I'll text it to her. But I'll text her like the first time I ever really like got into my state of mushrooms.
Yeah.
I texted her about how the sky is the bluest I've ever seen it be blue.
You're gay.
Nah, that sounds gay as fuck, bro. I hang out a lot of gay people, too. I've never heard him say anything that gay.
Hey, man. That shit brings a smile to my face. That's all that matters.
It brings the rainbow out in you.
Oh, that's fucking funny, dude.
What about you, Mick? You ever done any extracurriculars?
Ooh. Of course he has.
Of course I have, but I'm not going to talk about it right now.
Oh, man. He's a professional.
I'm a professional. I got things.
Me too.
You got fires in the fires.
They don't want to hear it. Don't listen. Oh, shit.
Yeah, he is actually.
That is true.
Me too.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
So what are the little drugs you do?
Me?
Yeah.
I told you. I just smoke weed and drink. That's
it. You barely even smoke weed.
No, I know. I'm saying like in the past. Well, the most I ever did at like one time
poppers.
Was is that like there was a time where I had like pills, so I would get like painkillers regularly. So
I'm gonna be honest, Johnny. You look like a dude who would know how to find Quaaludes. I'm gonna be honest. if I look at you, yeah. I know. Knowing you, I know you can't.
No, I can't.
But looking at you, like just blind glance, that guy could probably teach me how to find Quaaludes.
But I would take like a Norco, drink, and then smoke a blunt. That's what I would do. Those three things together was like the best feeling ever.
Or like, what about a Zanny bar and fucking drinking?
Nah, never done that.
Instant blackout.
Yo, one of my friends, like, same guy, the mushroom guy that I was talking about, my buddy Sterling. Like I said, he would. I started smoking a lot because of him when I was in Vegas. Not because of him. I smoked because I wanted to, but he had like all the best fucking weed. And he would make like a wax blunt, right? So we would all smoke a wax blunt and then hit his bong, which was like a fucking two-footer. And then also he would take Xannies. Him and his wife would take Xannies. And dude, this fool would be like,
zoned.
I'm like, bro, I can't hear anything you're saying. He's like, he was a Hawaiian guy, so his eyes were already kind of like, you know, but he was like fucking like, like, bro, I don't hear nothing you're saying, bro.
Oh, man. We are not pro drug on this podcast.
We have some of the best times, though, dude. Me and this guy.
Yeah, I've never done drugs before.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, no, I don't see that. These are all hypothetical stories.
I would.
I'm just telling stories out of a book I read. I read this book that was telling me these stories. And I was like, oh, you know, let me pretend like I was in that situation. I'll tell you guys this story.
okay, so drinking. All right, so when I first met this guy, he wasn't drinking anymore because he told me this crazy ass story. If you want to share,
nah, that's okay. We're not going to share that.
But
so, so he quit.
He doesn't want to share. It doesn't matter.
He was quitting.
No, go ahead. You can tell a story. Tell us the, not
I
my
don't
story.
All of it.
Not my story. Oh, but tell
the story yeah, of him
about a guy I used to know.
Nah. Well, I mean, tell somebody. What were you getting at? One time I wasn't drinking, but you're telling a story. One time about what?
About what?
Johnny's out of his rocker.
All right. Wait, that's all right. There's a wiener jiggling in front of him.
I don't know.
He's
what to
sidetracked.
Do. You see it? Do you guys see that? Vic, why change it, dude?
Yeah, I know. Lee, is there a way to zoom in on it? Johnny's new favorite prop.
You gotta do the thing.
I gotta see that on every podcast going forward.
Staying right there. I ain't moving.
We're gonna put it in the ads and everything.
I thought you were saying the ass part, but ass is cool.
Did I not say ass?
Ass is fine, I guess.
What did I say?
Johnny, we're gonna put it in the Johnny.
Well, hey, let's get into some music, yeah?
No.
Not a lot. Okay. never mind then. Forget that. Scratch that.
Yeah. No, I want to get into the Cradle of Fear thing.
The Cradle of Fear?
That's going to tangentize us for like a minute.
It probably will. So, Mark brought that up. Cradle of Fear. Explain what this is real quick.
Man, it's been so long since I've even seen it, so I can't tell you the storyline. If there even was one.
Okay, but, probably not.
It's
what is it though?
It's a movie that Cradle Filth made.
Cradle Filth, the black metal band.
Yeah.
That's insane.
So I used to listen to a lot of that back in the days, and then my cousin actually introduced me to them and then this movie. And I remember watching it when I was younger, and I'm like, the fuck am I even watching, dude? Like, this shit sucks. But because it was Cradle of Filth, like, you had to watch it. I watched like 10 times.
Yeah,
like,
why you're didn't a fan. You want to support the band.
Why didn't I waste my life watching it 10 times? But I did, you know? So now I recommend you guys waste a little bit of your life to watch it.
All right, I'm with it. Wait, so this is the beginning of the film?
I don't remember. I think,
Mick,
oh, yeah.
Is this the actual film? Wow. Oh, is it a trailer?
This is a trailer.
And all the music, I assume, is written by them.
Cradle of Filth.
Yeah.
Wait, and they all star in it?
I didn't know for sure.
Danny's in it.
Yeah, Danny's for sure in it.
This don't look terrible at all.
Oh, yeah.
No, it looks like a music video that they probably stretched out to an hour and a half.
No, I think this is a music video.
Is this a music video? It looks like it.
It does look like it. But this looks a lot better than the movie, I'll tell you that. Yeah.
Mick, is this the trailer or no? It is the trailer. Yeah. Mick says this is the trailer to the movie.
I mean,
this just is a music video.
You guys are familiar with the Danzig movie, right?
So, what we're saying is they could have just made this a music video and it would have been fine. But they decided to make a full movie.
You got
to
watch the movie. Just watch it. Yeah, don't take my word for it.
Depth to it. Is it? Let me guess. Is it like what is it? Like kind of like
The Human Centipede.
So it's like one of the quality. So it's all about, you know, kind of.
There's a storyline to it from what I remember. I don't remember what it. I was like,
it's like a gory horror themed kind of movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So, have you guys ever heard of the Danzig one?
I didn't know that they made. I love Danzig.
Look that up, Danzig. Danzig horror.
I'm fucking with you.
Everyone says the same word at the same time. Mother, having to do a shot, look my way.
That's whiskey and heroin right there.
That's what that was, yeah.
Oh, dude.
That actually makes sense.
He came out with a movie that was fucking utter garbage, stupid? Like probably like 5 years ago.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Glenn Danzig.
Glenn Danzig. I could.
What's that movie that everybody always goes, hey, Mark?
Oh, The Room.
Is that what it's called?
The Room. Oh, The Room.
People are always telling me to watch that movie, but then I'm like, other people are like, that's so a fucking stupid-ass movie.
Yeah. I did not hit you, Lisa, or whatever it is. Yeah.
But they tell me because they go, hey, Mark. Yeah. So they're like, oh, you got to watch it.
Yeah, and then they fucking made the...
So wait, you were in that?
I guess.
Apparently.
It's probably clapping cheeks in the back somewhere. Who knows?
And then they made fucking Franco, they made a movie where he plays the main guy. The Disaster Artist, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Which I've never seen either.
That is what came from that. Did we find the trailer for the Danzig movie?
Did you find Cradle of Fear scenes?
Any scenes?
I would love to see
Cradle
some acting.
No, there's a Portlandia Danzig scene, though.
I'm sure that's very funny.
Speaking of artists inside
he was on Aqua Teen.
He was?
That is great. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yo, I need to find that. I need to find that guy. He said my walls are gonna bleed every day, and I want him to make sure my walls are bleeding every day.
But he said that your house is on elf graves, and they're pissed off.
It's called Verotica.
We'll do that.
The blood's just gonna keep flowing.
Yes. Unless, dude, we just need to be a Aqua Teen fan cast.
I'll do it. What do I do?
You must give up yourself to the great red ape.
Thousands of years ago, before Sigourney Weaver.
Wonderful.
Hey, man, you know, you don't have to move.
Fucking brilliant.
You could do that other thing that the robot talked about.
Look, I know it's been a while, right?
Carl's but, favorite.
I'm not going to get humped by a giant red gorilla in space, okay? No, thank you. Now get lost.
No, thank you.
I got a guy coming over here to hopefully put an off on my
bloody fucking favorite,
house.
Dude.
I don't need you here freaking him out. Oh, God!
Oh, God!
I tell you what. Why don't you go next door and use our bathroom?
That's just what I want to do is, you know, get nude in your house.
The fucking best, man.
Yeah, so it's a full, you know, full 3-2. We got good
Where's that fucking
here.
Ghost?
I think it's Glenn.
There he is, Glenn Danzig. Looking hot as shit.
We shall go to Mexico tomorrow.
With the shrieking robot, there he is. And in the summertime, you got this.
I got a question. How long does this blood last?
I don't know. You know, let me talk to the blood guy here.
The elfin blood will flow forever for eternity from the elfin graves. Forever.
This is f***ing great. I'm going to line this thing with gargoyles for the sacrifices.
What's your name again?
Danzig.
That's so stupid, dude.
Now, is there a way to get the blood to flow up the walls?
I don't see why not.
It's good, right? Going up.
It's amazing, dude. It's fucking, I'm gonna line this with gargoyles for the sacrifices. Fucking amazing. So good.
That's so good, dude.
One of the great shows, dude. Honestly, if you were to give me like a Mount Rushmore of like the greatest shows of all time, like cartoon those kind animated of
cartoon,
shows,
yeah, yeah. Cartoon?
You're hitting me. I'm gonna hit you with. With Simpsons,
mm-hmm.
South Park, Family Guy,
yeah,
and they're in the running
top five,
facing against like Rick and Morty and all the other people contesting.
See, I like Rick and Morty, American Dad.
I almost like more than Family Guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's another. I definitely like it more than Family Guy.
You definitely you're on the definite side. Yeah, honestly, I watch it more than Family Guy for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. King of the Hill is up there.
King of the Hill.
What the fuck? Good, King man. Of the Hill.
The new episodes are pretty funny.
Venture Bros.
Venture Bros. Good. Oh my god,
that's the shit right there. Yeah.
Holy shit, I love that one.
Venture Bros.
I love the Venture Bros.
And what about non-animated? You know, you like Righteous Gemstones. You guys seen that?
Dude, that show I just started watching.
Fucking hilarious.
Brilliant, dude.
Yeah. I love Workaholics.
Is great. I've never seen Workaholics.
What's it called?
Mine's The Office. That's my all-time favorite.
If you want to get more serious, you like Dexter.
Dexter's great.
It's okay, but now that there's fucking like three more series.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking
stuck. They're like offshot series from Dexter?
So there's obviously the original Dexter. Then there's one where they show like pre-Dexter, like when he's growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one where it's called True Blood, where his son is in there. And then now there's a newest one where it's, I forgot what
so
they're calling it.
So he's still in the lab, though, right? And his sister Dee Dee and all that
stuff?
Yeah.
Deb, at the very beginning. So those are the other ones. At the True Blood one.
What do you say?
No, I was trying to make a
Dexter's Laboratory joke.
Laboratory
Well, Deb, Dee Dee. Yeah.
That's not that far off, actually.
Yeah. It wasn't great. It was a stretch.
That was a terrible joke.
It was a bit of a stretch.
Yeah. All right. that was funny.
That show was great, though. Dexter's Laboratory.
Yeah.
That was a top notch.
That was definitely a childhood favorite.
Fucking Cartoon Network stuff not streaming on Paramount anymore. What do you guys feel about that?
It's whack.
It's whack.
How am I going to watch Your Pretty Face Is Going to Hell now?
Oh my gosh. That show?
Dude, that show
is one
oh
of
Oh my God.
Best.
You're reminding me right now of a show I need to revisit. Dude, that show is
show
so
is
fucking
so
funny.
So fucking good.
So fucking funny.
You ever seen this, Mark?
Oh my God.
I've never seen
so
this.
Good.
It's a devil and they work like in an office, but like.
This fruit, all right? It's chock full of useless information. Come on, put it in your mouth, up your ass. I don't care. Either way.
There you go. That's Master Shake's voice, too. Yeah, Dana, whatever it is.
Come on.
Oh, man, I got to eat this moldy fruit because of your dumbasses.
Get in there.
Get some. Remember the urinal?
It tastes good. Drop it. It's not right. Keep it in, Gary. Swallow the seeds, too. All of it.
Pete Best was the fifth Beatle.
There we go. And the Beatles used to be called the Quarrymen.
This is the longest running scripted television show, but I already knew that.
That's one of the best.
I had never seen that.
Dude, it's very funny.
Spend especially some time the there, you'll love it.
The seasons are fucking killer. Man.
So fucking funny, dude.
You know what I like is Celebrity Deathmatch. They need to bring that back.
That was the best.
I heard they were going to bring it back. Are they?
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
I thought, okay, so they did a video game from it, right?
Yeah.
It was I thought that was how they were going to extend the universe, is like make it a fucking video game franchise. If they did that, that would have been the best, dude.
Especially
imagine that now with like all the downloadable content.
As big as Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, exactly. You make any character, any celebrity.
Any new movie that comes out, like just throw those characters in there,
right? Like, dude, they had potential.
Fucking Paul Walker comes in as a ghost.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, dude, have we seen that?
Yeah,
we haven't watched that. The Vin Diesel video, like I'm bringing back.
Paul Walker.
He's already, but Paul Walker was back in a couple of the movies.
What do you think he's postulating here? What do you think? He thinks he's gonna bring him back AI or what?
Yeah, his brother's already played him. Paul Walker's brother played him,
but not in the whole movie, only in the ending.
Like, as a part of it, like he didn't have a speaking role or anything.
So
like
now
that,
it's going to be him in the movie, but they're going to CGI his face or his head.
Yeah, probably use his voice too.
There's already video of it and shit. Of him doing it. Of his brother doing acting out and stuff. What is this?
That's the ending of that. This is the brother.
The ending of the number 7 or number 8 or 9 or 10.
Number 57.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many of them.
They're going to be racing walkers.
They're being golf carts.
Yeah. Fucking senior.
I was just more obsessed with the idea that
the music's going to get us flagged. Fuck that shit.
I know, right? Fucking shit.
I got to have to edit that shit out. Fuck that.
But yeah, no, the video, just the comments of how Vin Diesel's shape.
Oh, he's all fat and shit? He's not buffing?
Yeah. Everyone's like, Chin Diesel. Family meal. That was mine, by the way. Family meal was mine.
Family pack.
Chin Diesel's crazy. That's fucked up. He's been ripped his like whole life, and now we're going to start calling him fat, dude? That's fucked up.
I don't like it when people start coming after me. If Warped Tour this year taught us anything, is that everybody gets fat when they get old.
Everybody, yeah.
Everybody gets fat when they get old.
Yeah, that's just a part of life.
That's my favorite thing in the world. Honestly, if you could send that to me as like a I could ring back tone that shit for Johnny.
that's what it's gonna be.
That's the best.
That's fucking funny. Wait, so Mark, you didn't tell us about Hereford. Or Hereford is his company.
Okay.
Photography and videography, right?
Yeah.
I know I just fucking stopped the tracks on everything.
We were on a tangential track. Yeah, we were. Stay on track.
I don't even know how we got to where we were.
It's like you just kicked me in the balls.
But tell us about, it's called Hereford.
Yeah.
I like to say it, here for D.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know why, but.
Do you ever think about that?
No. Here for D. Here for D's nuts.
So wait. How it's spelled is H-E-R E F O R D.
Yeah.
So yeah, here for D.
Here for D. Here for D's nuts.
All right, tell us about that a little bit. You didn't get into you mentioned it a little bit how you said that.
It's still a company. I still own it. I have so many other projects going on right now that it's kind of just like there.
Yeah, you know?
I mean, I do still shoot.
But that's like a lot of hobby-ish type stuff for you too, though, right? It's kind of like what
yes
you like
and
to
no.
Do.
For a while, that was like my bread and butter. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's literally how I was making my money, you know?
Right.
Bought my car, this and that, by doing that.
Nice.
So it is still a thing, but it's just more now, more of a hobby, a passion, you know?
No, well, what you were doing? Sorry.
Just like photography, videography, you know.
Okay.
Some marketing stuff, things like that.
Got it.
For like businesses?
You have all the equipment and all that stuff to do that stuff still?
Yeah.
It's just more or less, it's kind of a pain in the ass, huh?
It's honestly, no. Like, to me, I love it. It's fun. You know, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm pretty good at it. So it's, I can
edit and get shit done really fast. It's just now having the time, you know,
mm-hmm.
or it's like now there's so many projects going on, you know, work and shit we're creating and building and blah, blah, you know, life, fucking life.
Yeah.
It's like, where am I going to set my priorities right now? You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's still there. I still do shoot. It's just, I edit and send everybody their shit, but don't ever post. That's another issue I have. You know, yeah. I mean, I have a website and everything. You can see some of my work on there, on Instagram, whatever. But the last time I actually posted an actual post, I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah.
I feel you, man. Honestly, like,
my story's very active.
Yeah. You know,
very active on the story.
It's easy to be on social media just kind of still alive or whatever while you're not even creating new content.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm in that kind of flux right now. Just at a standstill with certain projects where it's like, oh yeah, there's movement here, but there's nothing really, I think, that's worth like putting out as like movement, as like what I want to show people to be movement. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And it's not that I would love to show, it's just the time, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's like, you got to worry about fucking algorithms and all this stupid bullshit. It's like,
that's a whole new level of discouragement.
Exactly. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck about who saw it. To be honest with you personally, like,
I'm just glad I shot it.
You know, yeah, exactly. To me, like, I love it so much, and it is a passion that I do have the problem with showing people. And then people see it like, oh, this is amazing. Well, I'm like, oh, thank you. To me, it's just like whatever. But to them, it's like the best thing some people saw. And I'm like, are you just fucking with me? You know, yeah. Like what? You know, like certain shit I have on my phone or whatever. You know, I do prints as well. You know, I've sold a lot of prints of my own shit. And it's like, it's a picture of fucking, I don't know, a fucking palm tree, you know, yeah. And three people buy it at $100 a fucking print. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you like it that much? Like, to me, it's just a picture of a palm tree, but they just like the way it was angled. They like the lighting. They like the touch ups or whatever.
Whatever way exactly. They pay for it.
And then you think too, it's like, well, that's art, I guess, you know, because I'm the same way. Like, oh, people ask, well, why'd you buy this? Like, it costs this much money. It's just like, I didn't give a fuck about what it was. The price was. I care about what it is. I liked it and I got it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then it's like I understand their perspective on those things.
Yeah.
I fucking feel that.
Yeah.
No, I feel that. No, I to me, that's one thing. Like, these guys, we go back and forth about, like, I personally, like, I don't even, like, you know, I've done photography. I paint. I do all kinds of, I don't think my art or any of this stuff that I do is really worth a lot of money to the rest of the world. I just don't.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I don't invest in things that way, or I don't push things that way. But when someone comes my way and is like, oh, dude, I would pay for this painting. And then, how much would you pay for it? And then they say, and I let them pay for that much for that painting. And it's like, that feels good.
It does.
That feels good.
You know, like, even pricing, like, at first it was really hard to set my own pricing. You know, like, how much do you charge for photography? But, and that's a tricky question, because it's like, well, what exactly do you want done? Am I shooting a wedding? You know, am I just shooting just fucking you wanting to look cool in front of your fucking 90s Nissan, you know, or what's the project here, you know? And what helped me set my pricing was my customers. You know, I had a guy, I shot him one time. I was doing a fashion show somewhere shooting, but I'm out in the patio hanging out, and just this guy walks by, and I just happen to just take the picture. And then he's like, oh, did you take a picture? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, don't mind if I get your info. Can I get that picture? I'm like, sure. Sent it to him on Instagram. He messages me, hey, this picture put my mom in tears. Like, she loved it that much.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to do a photo shoot for me. Cool. You know, let me know when and where. He's like, what's your pricing? I gave him a price. Now, that price was for the entire day. Get there, I do the shoot, we, you know, somewhere in LA, somewhere Burbank, or whatever, where we went. And at the end of the shoot, he's like, hey, so you said it was X amount of money per hour? And I was like, yeah. You know, and my price I gave him was for the day, but he told me per hour. I'm like, well, then that's what I'm charging per hour. It's like, okay, cool.
That's crazy.
It was like $450, I think, was what it was at the time. You know, so I'm like, fuck, you paid me $450 an hour. I was there for like fucking 10 hours. I'm like, shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Jesus. So once that happened, I'm like, fuck, all right, that's my price. Mm-hmm. And then I would start shooting it to people in LA, and then no, they weren't questioning it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, cool. Cool.
It speaks to a level of like your talent too, you know?
Yeah. And you see, to me, I don't see it as talent. Like, to me, it's just whatever's, because it just, I just do it, you know, I like doing it, and that's it. And then, but then you hear these people talking about it, and then they're actually willing to pay. Then you're like, fuck, is it really a skill or a talent? You know, I guess that's just the, you know, the creative mindset. You know, it's just what we do. It comes to us naturally.
I do have a little bit of a hair there. Honestly, that does bug me a little bit. I'm going to be honest. It's one of the things that bugs me the most about art is there is no cap. There is no definitive, you know, there's a lot of people out there, whether they have your talent or not, skating off the idea of like, well, this is the nebulous idea of how much I should charge. And if somebody does pay that, then fuck it. I'm going to take that money. And I'm not judging you. I promise. I'm just saying on the really exaggerated scale of things, that it gets to the point of where, like, for example, there's this, you know,
when sculptor, where does it stop?
Right. And there's a sculptor who just sold for, like, earlier this year, he sold a invisible sculpture for $20,000 and somebody bought it. and that to me is like, that's the level of absurdity where it's at like, that point, damn, the people who have money in their hands are truly, they just throw it around.
What I think about situations like that, it's they're fucking with the tax board. Because if they go and they spend $20,000 on nothing, say for instance, I've been learning a lot about taxes and all this bullshit. You know, everybody fucking hates it. But when you have X amount of money in your bank account, you got to spend X amount of money or else you're going to get taxed on whatever you have just sitting there, right?
See, that's all dirty talk to me. That's all shit that really bugs me. It's all capitalistic.
I fucking hate taxes. I hate all this shit.
You know, and that's the thing is where it's like, okay, so if we're all sitting here trying to like really like be good human beings, right? Like it's almost like capitalism is sitting directly in opposition with the principles it takes to be a person who just wants to prioritize their own value at the level that it should be kind of measured at versus people who are like, I'm going to say that this is worth $1,000 and I don't care if you don't have $1,000 to pay for it. Only the people who have $1,000 have access to it. That's evil.
That's bullshit. You know, because I'm sure there's a lot of things we've all wanted that we can't fucking get because somebody priced it at something stupid, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, like I said, that brings it a weird principle into, and it's weird that, you know, because we kind of talk about it and we broach the concept only in, like, music and art, I guess. Uh-huh. But in reality, that's, like, one of the banes of human existence.
And on topic, I guess, this... something that bothered me in the past, there's a painting I saw that I did like. And I remember the guy telling me, I'm like, how much do you want for it? He's like, oh, give me $2,200. I'm like, what the fuck? $2,200? It's at the Art Walk in downtown Riverside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, $2,200? I'm like, nah, I'm good, man. You know, I walked away. But I really liked it, so it stuck in my head. You know, a month goes by. I go back, and the guy had, this is like 70 years ago. You know, the painting's still there. The guy still has it there. I'm like, oh, fuck, that painting's still there. I'm like, hey, how much for the, I don't even think he remembered, you know, how much do you want for it? He's like, give me like $800. I'm like, all right. To me, that's still high. You know, it was a nice painting.
It shows you the level of like the give and take behind the artistic mindset. You know, like where an artist, whether they say and claim to be on their laurels, that they just want to make money too. Those are the type of artists that I look at with a sideways eye, where I'm like,
100%. Because what pissed me off about that in particular situation was he ended up selling it to his buddy $50.
There you go.
And I'm just like, I would have given him 200. Like, that was my cap. Like, even 200 to me was a lot of money. It's a lot of money, you know, to spend on something.
But for that painting,
it's pretty cool. I like it. And then I'll.
But what does it say on the principle and what does it teach us as a society that if we're out there and we're just like naming our own prices for things, we're just literally learning how to take advantage of people who have the money to pay for the things.
And that's why, like, when I sell my prints, if I have them already printed out, My biggest thing is, what would you pay for it? You know, whatever you're willing to pay for it. Yeah. You know, here.
How much you got? That's exactly. Honestly, whenever I've been at an art show or I was selling my paintings, like, how much do you think it's worth? I don't put numbers on my paintings.
Exactly.
I'm like, how much do you think it's worth?
The only thing,
I got $40 for you. All right, it's yours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's kind of how I sell my art.
And to me, the
idea of selling things at that, like, you could sell something at, you said, the Riverside Art Walk for probably like $400. At a like a higher likelihood,
and that's even too much for me.
At that higher likelihood there, But let's say you go down to like fucking Laguna Beach.
Yeah, Santa Monica.
You know what I mean?
Someone you're paid selling 10 grand, there, 5 grand for something
for
crazy.
Several thousand dollars.
Yeah. Same
and
thing.
You get away with it.
Yeah.
So it really does put a fucking.
It's know your audience is really
right.
What it is.
You know? Well, I mean,
read okay, the
so
room.
To speak to the know your audience concept, the idea of that, it's like, well, okay, so if you know your audience and you know you could take them for this much money, should you?
Yeah.
Should you?
If you tell them name your price and they throw it at you, fuck it.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, at that point, that's them, you know?
Now, I don't know. I guess I could almost get on board with that, but it just I do think that that is what's contributing to making the world rotten.
it really is
the idea that I don't care about the moral contribution to society here. I just care about how much money I make from this situation.
I'm about to start painting now. I'm going to do that
one. Dude,
I
made a painting the other day out of nowhere because I was sick when I had strep throat. I was sick at home. I couldn't really do much else. And I made a painting and my buddy Corey, he offered me $40 for it. I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous. I'm going to quit my stupid fucking job because this is ridiculous that if people are just willing to just throw money away, like, because I don't value money that way. I value money and like it pays for my food, my cat's food and my rent and my bills. You know what I mean? That's what the value of money has for me.
That's the way I think of it too. You know, of course I like nice things, right? And it sucks that like not even just that, but I like to do things, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, like with family.
Everybody does.
Exactly, creating memories, right? And it's unfortunate that to do a lot of these things nowadays you gotta it costs a shit ton of money.
Get over, man.
Yeah. And it's like, fuck, man, like I could care less about fucking money. To me it's just a piece of paper, but you unfortunately need that piece of paper to go and do these things.
Right, exactly. Yeah. No, I'm about to start painting because I see all those fucking people painting fucking bullshit where they just have they'll put the bucket and let it fucking swing back and forth.
Yeah. And they're not even doing anything.
They're not doing shit.
It's like a fucking ripped up Home Depot bucket.
And they're just
with a bunch of paint in there.
They're just wasting fucking paint, dude. Dude, it's so crazy. People that do that, I'm like, this doesn't make any sense to me. But people buy that shit and people love it. They're like, oh, it looks so amazing. I'm like, bro, he didn't even do anything. He just let fucking, you know, the physics make the painting. Yeah. That's fucking crazy. It's actually crazy that people get away with that and actually like sell those type of paintings. Because I know real artists, you know, like I have real artists
sitting there
in my
meticulously drawing very complicated patterns and things that take hours to do.
What do you usually paint? Like what's your...
I would never claim myself to be a painter of any kind. Honestly, I do just literally like acrylic paintings, like almost like... elementary school level, but like stuff that's fun. For example,
do we have like something we can show?
No, nothing like that. Maybe on my Instagram I have some stuff, but like for example, I did you know the sour punch, you know, the little guys
bubbles? Yeah, yeah.
I did the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as that. As kind of like a pop art thing. So it's like those guys.
But you have a picture of it?
man, let me see if I can look it up. I know I have it somewhere, but yeah, you know, so it's like a pop art, you know, rendition of you know the Sour Punch guys, but they're the Ninja Turtles.
Okay,
you know what I mean. So it's just like a fun thing like that.
Did you do anything with like vibrant colors?
I do plenty of stuff with vibrant. Let me see.
That sounds like it would be a pretty
yeah.
Vibrant.
That's what I'm saying because I like shit like that.
Yeah,
I want see. Art
Hold on.
Pieces
Give me
like
two
that.
Seconds. Mm. Here, you guys vamp.
Yeah, like so like our my buddy Raul, he paints like his best thing. We had him on the pod. Me and Mick were in a band with him. I think where he does good at is like realism. Like he does realism is pretty cool. Not really like faces and stuff like that. Okay. But like when he does fabrics, it looks so fucking legit. You know,
really.
Like he had this one painting that was like a, and he'll paint like big ass canvases, right?
I like that.
And
that's
okay.
Cool.
So here's
and he did one. It was like the American flag with like
here.
A skull and like a
here's
crow.
Kind of the shit I picked. Like you said, very entry level, very simple stuff. But like this kind of shit.
See, yeah, I like shit like that.
You know what I mean? Very simple, like. Basic.
Wait, what was that?
The
Bart, Simpsons with Nirvana?
Let me see.
Nirvana. The Bart Nirvana.
Why didn't you draw a little peepee on
him? You didn't draw the wiener.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm trying to keep it
here, take this home. I want you to put this on there and take a picture.
Sensible painting. But yeah, it's very simple, straight.
But you see, to you, it's simple. I like it. I think it. That's you know, better not, than I anything I could have done.
I mean, that's like the boat from The Simpsons. You know, very dumb.
I didn't think about putting the mic closer to your face until
it's
right
fine.
Now.
Honestly, that was
I can still hear you.
That mic's going to be pissed at me for even trying to do. But no, so it's like my paintings are not special. To me, they're just things that I have fun making.
Yeah.
You know, and so when someone tells me like, hey, that's worth $45, I'm like, no, it's not. You know, that's the weird artistic instinct in me that I think is like anti-capitalist, or I don't know how to say that, where it's like
you're
like,
just an anarchist, dude. Just
you think so?
Yes, dude. You
my
are.
Mom called me that the other day. She called me that the other day too.
Yeah, we had a conversation about you. That's
you and,
how we
you and my
to
mom
you.
Talk about how I'm an anarchist, huh? I wouldn't exactly. be surprised.
That's our pillow talk.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Hey, got him.
Hey, babe. I just wanted to talk about your son.
How's our boy Anthony doing?
Jesus Christ.
Honestly, Johnny, I got to give it to you when I got to give it to you. And today, I'm giving it to you. That's good.
I bet you are.
Oh, all right, shit. Where are we at, Mickey?
Oh, man.
112.
Oh, that's perfect timing.
Let's bring up Alex the Terrible first and end it
oh,
like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because I'm telling you, this shit is...
Let's fucking go.
What do I even look up, dude?
Okay, I put it in the Instagram.
Alex Terrible penis.
So put it on me real quick. Look, Alex the Terrible, he is the vocalist of Slaughter to Prevail, right? The deathcore fucking crazy deathcore super heavy band, right?
He's a crazy ass dude.
Play this song real quick. The Slaughter to Prevail, Russian Grizzly in America. It's from their new album. They have a music video for it.
Everything they do is heavy.
Maybe go for that first so everybody understands what Slaughter to Prevail is first before
contextualize.
It's called Russian Grizzly in America. YouTube. It's a new music video. Because they just dropped an album, and that's why, like, we got to talk about their new album. It's sick.
Hey, Siri, pull up Russian Grizzly in America. Let's see if I beat Mick to it.
Mick's too quick, dude. Look, he's already got it. No, you might have it first.
Damn it.
He beat you.
He beat me right out of time.
But look at the music video, though. Look at the big bear. So stupid.
You didn't watch their Warped Tour performance?
No, I didn't.
That shit is epic. Yeah? It's up still. Watch it.
I gotta watch it. Look at that shit, though. It's a great video. So they're a Russian deathcore band.
From Mother Russia.
So Alex is a singer, right? And he has a big scar across his face right here.
From wrestling bears?
From wrestling a bear. So there was, I remember it was like one of the first videos I've seen of him.
Is there a lot of videos of him wrestling bears?
Yes, a lot. So there was that one where he was wrestling the bear and like, I guess he grew up like, you know, with bears, I guess you could say. Like how we go to the zoo.
Yeah, I bet.
Like how we he would go be with bears in the forest. Like I think it's like a sanctuary.
Oh, look at
that's
look
where
at
I cut
guy.
Him. This is the actual video where he got sliced in the face. Look at his face. It was an accident, but
look at he's fucking screaming at him.
Yeah. He's the dopest dude. Look at his whole face is bloody. Because it accidentally scratched him in the face.
That's crazy.
He's a fucking madman, bro.
That's mania.
He's insane, dude.
I mean,
I love
should
him,
we be
the
glorifying
best.
This?
Yes, he's the best, dude. He's the most metal vocalist of ever.
Well, no, now we know okay, who you jerk Mike, off to.
Mike, pull up the video of the guy who got mauled by a bear. Like, have you seen that video?
No, I don't want to see that. That's
I kind of want to see it.
Survived no, the grizzly man, you remember that? Where they had just the audio?
No.
There was a guy, his name was they called him the Grizzly Man. He was just like dying by a bear.
Yeah, no, I do remember.
That shit was nuts, bro. No. It was just audio. It was just audio. No, but go to So he started doing bare knuckle boxing too.
Wait, bare knuckle boxing?
So bear?
He's bare knuckle box or is he knuckle boxing bears?
Actually.
Oh, come on, dude.
He's the best, bro. Tell me this guy's not the coolest.
No, you just need tea. You need your own tea. Someone needs to get Johnny's tea up.
Dude, this guy's the best, bro.
He's the man you want to be. He's like, that's so manly.
I'm gonna be just like him, dude.
I want to be so manly like this manly man.
I'm gonna shave my head, dude.
God, I wish this manly man was me.
He does get his ass. It doesn't make me want to shave my head, but it does make me want to shave my balls.
he does get his ass whooped, though. I'll give
really?
A, yeah, he does get his ass whooped. But just because, like, this fool is, he's the most metal.
But okay, metal vocalist, so no, but okay. Isn't it, doesn't it speak to that, like, personality type? Like,
yeah.
Fuck it, I'm going to bite myself in the ass on this one. But, like, the Joe Rogan, like, have to prove I'm so fucking badass kind of type.
No.
Like, the guy who drives a truck that's too big on the road and he drives it too fast and he cuts you off. That speaks to that guy.
Yeah, it does. Little Alex dick Terrible? Syndrome.
Right, dude. Fucking LDS.
I get that.
Yeah.
LDS. LDS.
There you go.
I hear that. But he is actually like a really cool, nice guy.
Well, Johnny's got some LDS right in front of his face right there.
He's not like cocky. He's not any of that.
He does seem
cool.
He
just loves to like do his own shit.
But at the same time, when and I hate this fucking term. Trust me, please believe in deep in my soul. I hate the term. Toxic masculinity.
Oh,
but
you're one of
if
them.
There's any example,
you're one of them liberals, aren't you?
If there's any example of it, man. It's like I need to be a bear, to be a man. I need to fight bear. I need to have scar on face. I need to have big muscle and fight man with bare knuckle. Go fuck yourself. You're an idiot. You're a caveman. You're a caveman. Caveman.
It's like, okay, you know what? I'm with you now a little bit. Because it's like, he has too much testosterone. He like
That's
passed
what I'm
the, he passed
That's what
the
I'm
limit.
Saying. There's a fucking level, dude. Honestly, I'll tell you this right now. I'm impressed with him. When he performs, it's awesome.
He's sick, yeah.
The fact that he has to post videos of himself fighting bears to prove how awesome he is takes him down a peg for me. It's like, dude, don't fight bears, you idiot. You don't have to fight bears.
He has also videos of him like hugging little cubs and stuff like that, like playing with little baby bears.
That takes him up a peg for
That's
me.
That's cute. I need to see that.
That takes a real man to be transparent with his emotions.
It is a real video. He's like sitting on the floor and his little cubs running around him, and he's like,
I take it all back. That's a real man.
Oh my
right
god,
there.
he's like a bear foster dad and shit.
Yeah. Bear foster dad.
Alex Terrible, more like Alex Lovable.
Oh man,
what were you about to say?
He's metal as shit,
about to say
though.
Something.
I forgot.
Whatever, man. That's funny.
No, but I don't know, dude. Like all that shit is just very like
It's like Rammstein, man. It's all fucking
I think it's just
it's
like
kayfabe.
Considering like where he's from, I mean, what's really going on in Russia? I mean, you have to prove as a man. I mean, it's just like toughness is
so.
Probably right. he grew up, you have to kind of prove yourself in a sense. So that's his, he's embodied.
Grandpa's guitars.
Yeah. And I don't know, but yeah. He's a crazy guy.
He's still a badass.
Wrestles bears.
There's no questioning that he's a badass guy. But do we need guys that badass? We'll see.
At least one.
Time will tell.
At least one.
Time will tell.
And he's the one. He's more metal than fucking Ozzy, dude. Tell you that much.
You think? Okay.
Too soon?
I'm going to say it right now. Alex Terrible versus 50 Aussies. Go.
Yeah, Ozzy,
guys, got a muscle on me.
You five Aussies get his arm. You five Aussies get his other arm. I think we can take it. Sharon,
I've been a bat before. This guy, he bought some bears before.
If we all go at him at one time, I think we could take him.
Are you on that tip? Do you watch those videos? The 100 this versus 100 that?
Yeah.
Whatever? You watch those?
Remember I brought it to the pod one time. Yeah. It was like the Avengers versus like a 5,000 year
million
kind.
Aliens versus 100 Iron Mans or some shit
it's
like
the
that.
Best. It's funny as shit.
I don't know
so
about
stupid.
If it's the best, but it is funny,
funny.
As shit.
Yeah,
it is funny as shit.
It's like computer programmed or whatever. Like
just a simulation.
Yeah.
You know how I know that you're gay? Oh, you have a rainbow bumper sticker
you have
on your car.
Poster of Asia.
I'm gay.
You have a a penis on your microphone stand.
That's how you know.
You know how I know you're gay?
I'm gonna suck this thing before the podcast.
In case you lose it.
We gotta Velcro this thing to the pot to the stand.
I'm gonna super glue it. I'm gonna super glue it.
Super glue. I have super glue with me right now.
Yeah. John's gonna put that in the shower, dude.
Every time he washes himself, that's the only way he's gonna get truly clean.
Oh shit.
He's haunted.
There you go. That's a haunted penis.
Yeah.
That's a haunted penis.
All right. Well, I guess that's a good moment to wrap, right?
This is my guy right here, dude.
I mean, where are we at, Johnny?
Huh?
Where are we at?
At Mick's house.
I know, but do me a favor. Cover just your whole face with the there you go. Okay, so what time is it?
Put it more to...
Yeah, no. Cover your face with it.
Okay.
There you go. Cover your face with it.
You can't hear it. This is not breathable fabric.
Actually, move it a little bit to the side.
Yeah.
This has been the Store Podcast. Thank you guys for coming in, checking it out. Go ahead, hit that like and subscribe. Right down below.
I was about to start.
Appreciate you guys for coming in, tuning in. Let's go ahead.
The perfect timing.
All I'm saying is, we got to change a couple things in America.
All right, we're not going to go. All right. So,
who's speaking, the penis or the Klansman?
I don't know.
All right, we're going to go to our guests with plugs. Any plugs that you have, anything you want to promote, buddy?
Yeah. Links, IGs, all that.
My live?
Yeah. You're live. That's you right there.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Hereford_labs on IG and the Secretary Club.
All right. Everybody follow that on IG.
I'll put the links and everything in the bio.
Any other Facebook links, anything like that?
No.
That's cool. It.
Hell yeah.
Hereford and Secretary
Everybody
Club.
Goes through IG these days.
Yeah, right.
You know? Johnny.
Thank you for watching the Stool Podcast. This is Johnny, aka Johnny Savage. Follow me on IG, TikTok, and YouTube. I'm just doing a lot more TikTok stuff soon. JONNYSAVAG, without the H and without the E in Savage. And then check out the Dunce official. We got some new music coming out. We got a new music video probably gonna be doing soon. I know me and Mick been talking about a couple different things. But definitely new music, some metal music, so that's going to be fun and different with our boy Brandon. And also check out my band DNG Heavy. We're going on, actually when this drops, I think we'll be literally on our little 3-day run. But if you're in a Bakersfield area, come through. I think that's pretty much. I'm probably going to start Twitch streaming soon. I've been thinking about it. I think I might start gaming, so keep an eye out for that. And then Anthony, go ahead.
Not much on this end. Dead Widow Gay.
Oh, sorry, go on.
Dead Widow C Gay on Instagram. We have my new project, The Computer Cheats. My record drops on August 19th. It'll just be, you know, a streaming thing. I'm not doing much with it. There's gonna be a music video, but that's all that's gonna come. Shut the fuck up right now. I swear, Johnny, I'm gonna come over this fucking desk right now.
Hell yeah. Like that one dude that jumped over to the judge. You see that video? That was quite impressive.
But yeah, so follow the Computer Cheats, Cherry Coyote. We're going to be trying to play some shows and do some live stuff soon. So follow that. Witch is still active. And that's about it, guys. I love you. Thank you guys for watching the Stool Podcast. Take it away, Mick.
Yeah, you can go ahead and check me out at NoMixGiven on Instagram and TikTok. You can go ahead and check out The Dunce, like Johnny was saying. Everything Johnny said is transfers over to me. Ahead and follow Cherry Coyote at Cherry Coyote on TikTok and Instagram. Got new music coming out pretty soon. Been like Anthony said, we're working on new tracks and our live set. So keep an eye out for that. August 23rd, House of Blues in Anaheim, playing in the Parish Room with Havoc Faction, playing guitar. Go ahead and check that out, guys. I appreciate y'all for coming into the Stool Podcast. And again, hit that like and subscribe button. Do it now. And take it away, someone.
This has been the Stool Podcast. We love you guys.
Love you.
Thanks again to our guest,
Thank
Mark
you.
And Mark. Johnny. Shut
Thank
the
you,
fuck
Mark,
up.
For coming
because
through.
Because shut up.
I got him talking like a robot.
We love you guys. Thank you guys for watching the Stool Podcast.
See you guys.
Thank you.